Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour, bringing you the latest Catholic headlines for Thursday, the 8th of September. Firstly, to Rome, where in his general audience overnight, Pope Benedict gave some helpful advice about prayer. Rome Reports has more of the details. A bid to change British law to ensure all women considering an abortion are offered counselling from independent professionals rather than abortion providers was defeated in the House of Commons overnight. In a free vote, MPs decided by a majority of 250 to reject an amendment to the government's Health and Social Care Bill proposed by Tory MP Nadine Dorries and Labour's Frank Field. Mr. Field withdrew his support at the end of the debate after the government said it would consult on improving abortion counselling for women. The Church in India has welcomed an August 29 Supreme Court decision to ask the Autonomous National Human Rights Commission to review rehabilitation measures in eastern Orissa state for thousands of victims of anti-Christian violence carried out in Kandamal in 2008. The state must report back in 6 weeks' time. A nun and a priest have been beaten in China after seeking the restitution of two church properties. The properties in Sichuan have been demolished and are being used by private companies and local government officials. Sister Zi Yuming has been hospitalized, while Father Huang Yusong suffered only minor injuries. The two were attacked by a dozen or so unknown assailants last Saturday. The return of church properties seized by the state after Mao Zedong's takeover of power is a thorny issue in China. On several occasions, the central government has said they should be returned to their rightful owners, but the Chinese Patriotic Catholic Association and the Religious Affairs Ministry have always opposed requests for restitution. Relics of Blessed John Paul II have been welcomed to Mexico City's cathedral. Cardinal Norberto Rivera Carrera of Mexico City said, "Today we rejoice at welcoming to our Cathedral of Mexico City the relic and spiritual presence of Blessed John Paul II, a model of the Good Shepherd and a powerful intercessor of our Church. For 32 years his presence has been in this place and the memory remains alive in our minds and hearts." He also recalled the Holy Father's love of Our Lady of Guadalupe, his visit for the canonization of Juan Diego, and prayed for the intercession of the late Holy Father for peace, justice, and faith in Mexico. Well, that's it for today's Catholic headlines. Thanks for listening to the podcast, and remember, you can email me anytime at therushhour@cradio.org.au. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. God bless you and your loved ones.